morning, good afternoon, good evening from all over the world. Yes, the family keeps growing. Thank you so much for choosing a better version of myself. Thank you for subscribing to this channel, to this podcast as your favorite that you cannot miss when an episode is up. So I thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough. I truly appreciate you guys. Thank you for always listening and for sharing. Who is Ndaibolo? I got that quite a number of times, and I've realized I rarely say who I am. My bad. I guess I just come here and dive in into whatever it is that I feel I need to talk about. And yeah, my apologies. And Ndaibolo is a wife, a mother of four. I'm a life coach. I am a psychological counselor. I'm a mediator. I'm very tall. I'm very tall. I'm 5'9". I'm tall. I love cooking. I love hosting. Ooh, I love hosting. I love traveling. I love spending time alone. Yeah, that tells you what kind of a person I am. I'm a total introvert. I love reading. I'm kind, very kind. I believe in forgiving people and showing kindness. Above all, I'm a born-again believer. I love Jesus. In this life, if it was not for Christ, I wouldn't be where I am today. I've gone through situations, seasons, and phases that needed me to keep hope alive, that needed me to believe in a higher power, and that is my Creator. And I am glad that I'm here today. And I'm glad that I'm able to share some of this wonderful knowledge that I have. And I am grateful. So once again, thank you so, so much for always, always being part of this. All right. So yeah, let's get to know what we have today. Today's episode is as raw as it gets, unedited. I want to talk about nothingness. I want to talk about silence. Yes, silence. How often do you just sit, leave alone even meditating, just sit in silence? Why are you so afraid of your own thoughts? What would it do to you when you are just sitting in silence with your own thoughts? One thing I've learned is that we are afraid of our own thoughts. We are scared of what we think, especially of ourselves. We have very negative thoughts towards ourselves, towards our situations, towards everything that concerns us. And we are so afraid of hearing those thoughts because it's going to reveal to us exactly how much we don't appreciate ourselves, how much we don't love ourselves, how much we don't value who we are. Look, we are desperately trying to fill all the blankness in life. But let me tell you the truth. There is nothing wrong with silence, be it in a conversation. There's nothing wrong with silence with yourself. Just taking like 5 minutes of your time and just sitting down and calling yourself for a meeting, literally evaluating yourself, like, how was my day? There are these incidences that happened. How did I react? Did I react? Did I respond? Was I the reason why that happened? Like, just being genuinely open with yourself. It's okay to be silent. like to stay away from the television, from the phone, especially with this phase in life, this season in life where it is so hard for us to just put our phones down. We watch too much TV, if it's not TV, Netflix and chill, or Amazon, or whatever it is channel that you're watching, that you have your favorite show on. You're on your phone, be it on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, you are WhatsApp. I mean, if it's not that, you're on your laptop. If you're not that, you are just doing something, like you're just so scared of your own thoughts. And what makes it worse is the hustle culture. I respect hustling. I respect working and making sure that there is something, you know, coming in. But then there is this pressure that you have to keep on doing something. Like, you're like that rat on a wheel. It just keeps on going. It keeps on going. And sometimes you're going and you're headed nowhere. You don't have a goal. You don't have... You're not focused on a particular thing or a particular path. You're just, you know, moving. You have not taken a moment to just sit and focus and ask yourself, okay, where am I headed? What is going on with my life? What is it? Sometimes all it takes is for you to just take a moment and breathe. And I think I talked about this in an episode or two. Not the last one. I think the last two, one of them, I talked about just taking a moment and breathe. How important that is. And the household culture is growing and we keep on wanting and wanting and wanting some more. But truth is, it's never enough. It will never be enough. You know, we are always doing something. We hardly sit in silence with ourselves. And that is why I keep on asking, what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of your own thoughts? Is it that I understand someone might say that if I go to my own thoughts, I might be stuck in whatever it is that I get there. But have you looked at on the other side of the coin that when you get to your own thoughts and realize whatever keeps on going in there will make you aware of what is really happening with yourself? It will help you understand why you keep on reacting to situations. Because you cannot tell what is in a closet until you open it and just figure out, oh, I have t-shirts here, I have jeans, I have socks. Oh, I had this tie in here. I didn't know it was here. You get the point. You can never tell whatever is in the closet. And someone would say, it will open a can of worms. How sure there are worms inside there? It could be something different. And even if it's a can of worms, how many worms do you have? I know some of us have gone through so much than the others, but can you just have that faith in yourself and just try and just have a moment with your own thoughts? And for us, for those of us who are believers, who are born again, that moment of meditation and just going through your thoughts and asking the Holy Spirit to help you understand what is going on with yourself. You know, when we have that moment of silence, when we go through our thoughts, we get to analyze ourselves. We get to analyze our journey. We get to analyze the season that we are in and the phase. And also it's in silence that you get to hear yourself. You get to hear what you tell yourself. It's in silence that you get to hear what to tell yourself. Stop focusing on external things. We are
always focusing on something external. We forget that the important thing, the most important thing, is what is inside. Whatever is internal is what will help you grow. Whatever is internal is what will help you learn. Whatever is internal is what will bring you to awareness of your surrounding. The external are things that are here and they are going. Or you are, because the external is the people around you, the environment around you, whatever it is external lives, literally. You either leave whatever is in the external or whatever is in the external leaves you. Nothing that is on the external stays. Nothing. Literally nothing. We get married. We have our children. We have them in our hearts. We remember the memories and everything we keep. But they grow. They start their own lives and they leave. That's external. Yes, there's part of them that is inside. That love that we share, that care and everything. But the tangible, because it's tangible, because it's something that I can touch, because it's something that I can feel. You know all this thing with the five senses, is it? It's external. It's going to leave. But whatever is internal stays. So it's either you learn to deal with it, or you learn to let go, or you learn how to understand whatever is happening from inside of you. You have to recognize the value of silence. I know when you've never done it, when you've never sat down with your own thoughts, it's the most scary thing that you can even, you'll be like, how do I even start? Am I sure I want to sit down with my own thoughts and just listen to myself? Especially again, if you're so used to being up and running, doing something, like you've never taken a moment and pause. Who are you? What is going on with you? Why do you keep on feeling scared? Why do you keep on feeling sad? Why do you keep on feeling worried? You cannot understand that if you don't just take a moment and be silent and listen to yourself. I want you to listen. I want you to learn to create time, a few minutes every day, to think, to reflect, to just examine yourself. Okay? I want you to do that. And remember, the most important thing is that which is internal, not the external. Focus on yourself. Not in a selfish way, but in a self-developmental way. Like, I want to know my thoughts. I want to understand my thoughts. What do I think about myself? That moment of silence, it reveals what you think about yourself. It reveals what you think and feel about a situation. It reveals what you think and feel about your partner if you're in a relationship. It reveals how you think and feel about a particular situation that you're going through. And in that moment of silence, you're able to draw your strength, because it's in that moment of silence that God speaks to you. That you're able to listen, that God is saying something about your life. It is in that moment of silence that the Holy Spirit ministers to you, because you've allowed yourself to just let go and just understand that it is more and everything is beyond everything that you do outside there. And it is coming back to the importance of what is inside of you. So think about how you can create time to just think, to create time to meditate, to create time to just have silence and listen to yourself. Again,
It is not easy if it's not something that you're used to. But learn to do it. Learn to do it. It will help you. I don't even have the right words to say, but you will learn something about yourself. You will understand yourself more. You will understand your thoughts. You're going to understand your thought patterns. Actually, that's the word. You're going to understand your thought patterns. You will see now how you've been thinking, how you reason, how it will not be just like, you don't even pause and think to speak. It will be just like, okay, now I understand. So guys, learn. I want you to recognize the value of silence. It is very, very healthy. It is important, and it is part. It should be, actually. Should be, yes. It should be part of your daily life, weekly activity, whichever way that works for you. But just learn how to create time and sit in silence. All right. So thank you so much for listening. Please share. Give me your feedbacks. You can write an email. And yeah, let's see how this week goes. So lovely. So lovely that you're part of this family. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you so much. And take care of yourselves.